Chicken Thompson, check it out now. Oh, not Quavo! Not the Migos! Now, ladies and gentlemen, god damn it, I thought they got the bag and flipped it. I didn't think that these niggas would be fumbling the bag like this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Quavo is actually caught in 4K on security footage having a little tussle with Saweetie. Now, interesting timing that this video is coming out. Listen, we don't got to even speculate. Saweetie's team sent this to TMZ, okay? Basically, I guess a woman's scorn is really real, and I don't know what Quavo did. Maybe he's a cheating, or maybe him just even responding to her on Twitter. But she's definitely going for the throat. She basically sent this video, which appears to be Quavo trying to wrestle away a bag or a few bags away from Saweetie. One of the bags says Call of Duty, which I would assume is a bag that belongs to Quavo. However, we don't know. To keep it real, they could be fighting over the Birkins, y'all, okay? I'll give you 7 Birkins and you on goddamn Justin LaBoy show told me you want a threesome with another dude. Get me my ish back. But this was before the breakup. Now, I don't know if these two have been abusive before. I am watching everybody analyze this video. Some people say Quavo was just trying to stop his stuff from being taken by her. Some people say that he hit her. Some people say, well, she swung first. We do live in America. A girl could swing at you, shoot at you, do anything to you. You can't do anything back. Now, there's a lot of ramifications to this video. I already told you that Quavo's, you know, career was on the brinks because, like, they haven't really put out anything in a while. They were trying to heat it back up, and I thought he was going to go crazy in the post-Saweetie era. However, after seeing this video, I think it might be grand opening, grand closing. I'm going to just tell you why. Again, I'm going to look at the DSPs, and I'm going to look how they have treated the last couple people who have gotten these situations with high-profile females. Look at how Tory is being treated, and Tory has not been convicted. This, we got stuff on video 4K. Now, we could sit here and argue till our face is blue. Well, he ain't really hit her or not. He was just trying to get her to chill. Listen, what is going to be seen, and for the people who are going to judge, they're going to see a video where a man is wrestling away a item, despite if it's his, and the woman is then somehow either flung to the ground or she fell. Okay? And at that point, nobody want to hear nothing else Quavo got to say. This really leads me to ask a bunch of questions. Additionally, if Quavo knew this video was out there prior to the breakup, maybe that's the reason why he was kind of almost taking the L on social media when she started talking crazy. Because essentially, he didn't want to provoke somebody who could drop this video on him at any time. Again, I think Quavo needs to address it in some capacity. I don't know how they've been outside of this video. I don't want to say Quavo is innocent, as some people have been saying, or I don't want to say, hey, Saweetie isn't a victim. This doesn't look good, and the biggest takeaway I could say is, man, for everybody who love dick riding social media relationships by your favorite celebrities, and because you see someone get a gift and you see them kissing each other, you think they're all the way in love, but in reality, they do the same things a lot of couples do, sometimes even worse. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. If you leave it up to the internet, a couple months ago, they would be all shaming us regular guys like, yo, why can't y'all act like Quavo with Saweetie? Look what happened now. They've been saying the same about a couple other relationships that I won't mention here, but this is very sad if you ask me. I don't know what was in that Call of Duty case, but clearly Quavo was not about to let her grab it. This fight kind of seems like they might have done this once or twice before. And that's the concerning part. And for that, you just got to look at this and just watch how it plays out. Again, I would like for Quavo and Saweetie to both speak on this. However, just the video doesn't look good. Here's the thing with Tory Lanez and other situations that were domestic violence based. When you don't see video and you're just seeing words and an accusation and even an arrest, it's like, all right, really what happened? When you see the video, you then get to put pictures an actual video to what you're actually saying or what you're thinking, and it really gives way more credence than if it was just words or an article. We'll see what happens, but what do you fall on this? Okay? even if this is strategic, because I personally think Saweetie put this out, right? I'm just being honest. Even if she did put this out, if she was a victim and maybe this was happening all too often, could you blame her? You guys get in the comment box. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. You be the judge. Listen, there's nothing stronger than a woman scorned. And whatever Quavo did, for this video to come out now, this ain't new. He effed up. Get in the comment box. Make sure you guys like them. Subscribe to Jack Academics.